Kevin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being thrown off your skateboard. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Joe Curry and Pip Helix. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Got a fun show for you tonight. We like to do this every year, the Lake Superior State University's annual list of banned words. Always fun on this show. So we'll go through those words, and then we'll do a little creative writing with using all those words. So if you, this is going to be the last time you hear it, you're really going to hear those words a lot. So you're welcome, everybody. Also, five things, we're going to try to get to all five of them, in your life that you that you did not know that could be hacked, that can be hacked, that are really quite dangerous for you. So you're going to stick around for that. I was shocked when I came across this.
Yeah, very surprising entries.
Another thing I came across today was a little shocking. So I'm reading this article. And it goes over how things that a man can do might be perceived by the woman in their life as cheating. And since you're the woman of the show, a lot of this is going to focus on you, Joe. Just want to see if he was awake.
You should have seen the look on his face. He was like, what?
What, what, what?
What, what, what?
I didn't tuck. I am all man. I am Joseph T. Curry.
Look at him trying to lift that heavy thing over there. It's okay, Joe. We know.
He needs a spotter. You're talking about the glass, I assume.
Yes.
Yes.
So, telling another woman that your about issues in your relationship. I've been guilty of doing this, I'm sure, talking about with friends. I know I've talked about it with, like, female friends, going, I can't believe she's doing such and such, you know, asking for advice, Joe.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
I mean, have you done that with a male friend?
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of too many male friends that I've gone really deep about relationship issues. But I mean, yeah. I mean, I've certainly confided with female friends, but
well, it's different.
And yeah, it is. I mean, I have skated the surface. Not really. Like since I've been married to Mr. Helix, I can't think of a male friend that I've talked about really deep.
Well, Mr. Helix is wonderful. Joe shares it with all of us, all the issues.
I was just going to say, is it a perfect example that day 3 years ago?
Oh, yes,
which
yes.
It seems that long ago, but that day three, you sat with me, you know, when I was realizing that things between Joanne and I were done.
You really needed an ear, though.
You sat with me for what, about an hour and a half at place?
Something like
so
that.
So what this article is saying that, even though Joe needed an ear, mm-hmm. the average woman might be thinking Joe is looking for another body part.
No, I don't necessarily think that's
no,
true.
I'm not
saying you were.
Right.
As much as I threw myself at him, he wouldn't take it. Joe is spitting up his coffee.
Wow.
It's not that crazy a notion.
Wow, it tells you how far-fetched that is for Joe to do a spit take on a Pip Helix joke. So if you found out Mr. Helix was confiding in a female friend, you'd be cool with it?
No. Not really.
So there it is.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, I wouldn't be happy with it either if my wife was, you know, confiding in a male friend. I mean, I'm sure she does.
I think it would be worse if he was confiding about things that he had not presented to me.
Yeah, but he can't tell you what's wrong with you, because then you'll get all upset.
Well, no, the thing is that you have to tell me, because then if you don't, there's nothing I can do about
but
it.
But you're perfect, and you'll never change.
We know from the last segment that's not true.
Would you construe that as cheating?
I don't think it's cheating. I mean, cheating to me involves body parts.
Okay. Checking. I'm going to move on, Joe. We're going to move on. We got to get through more of these. There's more where you can add. Checking out your ex's Facebook page. I guess, like it could be, hey, you just want to see what they're up to because you're still friends.
Yeah.
But I guess there is that cyber-stalking element. And once you go down that cyber-stalking road, mm-hmm. I could see how that could become addictive. I really don't have anything for any exes, and I really don't check out what, well, you know what? Once in a while, I'll see what one of them's up to.
Right.
You know, like one that's like my first girlfriend. She's still single. I know things are not going well for her. I mean, she might have a boyfriend, but she's not married. I don't know.
Right.
So I might see what she's up to. Mm-hmm. But she'll like friend request me and then unfriend me because he gets like really upset by it. So she just did this again. And I like message her. I go, what's the point of you? What's the point of me accepting you? We just did this a month ago. You're going to have to unfriend me.
Yeah.
She didn't respond to that message. But
because she realized, yeah, I'm being kind of dopey.
But now, Joe, you've had this in your life. Where you were checking out somebody on Facebook, and your wife really was not happy, right?
Oh, yeah. But that was just the one example. I never really did it with anybody else.
But it still counts. That was what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, not talking about having a harem.
Oh, that counted. Oh, that counted.
So we have a case where it really upset a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Would it upset you?
I think it makes a really big difference if you realize that your relationship is on good footing or if you think that there are big problems and cracks in the relationship. So if you think that everything's going okay, then, I mean, Mr. Hillux talks to his ex-wife. He has a couple of ex-girlfriends that he talks to on Facebook, and I'm really okay with that. There's one person that he speaks to that I'm not really cool with, and I'm not going to tell him who he can speak to, but I'm not thrilled that they have a friendship.
Buying a drink for another woman. So you're hanging out with a girl, you buy her a drink. It says women would be upset by that.
Well, in the context of what? Now, I bought a girl a drink. There's a comedian.
Even a coworker. So that's
I don't buy that because there was
I think it's a little much.
I don't think it is, and I'll tell you why. When we were on break, I was on the Benny and Nicole show. There was an open mic that was happening, and she was going to, and I always wanted to go to that mic and hang out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I went to the mic and I said, "Hey, can I buy you a drink? You know, buy her a beer, just as a thank you for being on the show and you know telling me where this mic wasn't hanging out."
I think you can buy a drink. I think it's if you start buying them a whole bunch of drinks and it's not like and they're
right,
not buying.
Exactly.
I think there's a difference.
Here,
I think quantity matters.
And here's the deal. After she had a drink, stuff like, just go, so can I get you a drink? I'm like, no, thank you. That was just for having me on your show.
I've already slipped
like
what
that.
I need to slip into yours. We'll be fine here.
But, you know, it's still, you know, so I didn't.
You
that,
can call
that,
me the cause.
In that context, I don't think that was.
Would you agree that quantity matters?
I do. I hadn't thought about it that way until you just said it now. I wouldn't think anything of, like, my husband buying a coworker a drink. But if he was plying her with liquor, yeah, I got to wonder what that's about.
Taking a female friend to your spot. So, like, there's a favorite restaurant or place like you like to go, maybe favorite park bench, even just to hang out, even if it's, like, just a friend taking in the spot.
No, that doesn't bother me at all. If we had broken up and he brought the new girl there, that hurts.
Well, yeah, because then your spot is just his spot.
It's just his spot.
But we're talking about you're already in a relationship.
Yeah, no, in a relationship.
Joe seems to have...
I think the spot's the spot. You can't desecrate...
You can't do that?
You can't desecrate the spot.
It's a restaurant, stupid.
But
it's the nicest Olive Garden in town.
But still, it's just the spot, you know?
You would get upset.
I get upset. It's the spot.
Something momentous has to happen there.
Yeah,
I mean, it just can't be the diner that you go to because it's down the block.
Yeah, because then it's like anybody could go there. But
I just like cheese fries.
Yeah, I can't think of like if there was a special place that was like, this is the very special place that I only bring, you know, like one person to. And then all of a sudden he's bringing that other person there. Yeah,
that's
the
spot.
Yeah, but
if you're with some, I don't know.
If it's a business dinner and you go there, it's not the spot. It happens to be a good restaurant.
What about your friend?
I'm bringing a business associate too.
Yeah, you bring your friend there.
What happens if I take Pip to my favorite McDonald's? You know, me and the wife have memories of playing the little playland.
I don't think that's a matter, but
she's more
like
a friend than an associate.
Well, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about friends too.
Yeah, but I mean like no. See,
you can't take a new girl to the spot.
But we're friends, so it's like you bring me to the local diner because we have to talk about something. No big deal. But if you decide, like, say that there was a building that had, like, a secret spot on the rooftop that had a really good view, and it's the special place you have a romantic evening with your
that's
wife.
Where I, that's,
yeah, no, you can't bring
that's
me
That's where I would tell you to let you know that we're releasing you.
And then you push me off the top.
So you've thought about it, too. All right.
Yeah.
Last one. Complimenting another woman's new haircut or outfit. I do that just to be nice.
Yeah, that's not cheating.
I do that too.
I mean, Joe, as comics, we have to observe people.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not like most guys, I guess, stereotypical guys who don't observe people. We make our money observing people.
No, there's like people I say, hey, that looks like I'm not a creep, but that looks really nice, you know?
I like how you have to preface it.
You do you do have to preface it. You do have to make the preface.
No, no, no.
Before you make the compliment.
A lot of it has to do with tone and the look on your face. If
you
if you just pointed and you had that like nice look on your face,
right.
That's not lechy at all. That's just like, what a nice dress.
Yeah.
But if you're like, hey.
Did you go to the dress
nice
bar
dress.
And I really like that.
Now it's more, do you want to be girlfriends and shop? Together. Yeah.
20% of Kohl's? It's fantastic.
Wow. And those shoes, darling. You know.
So you wouldn't get upset if Mr. Helix complimented a coworker?
Absolutely not.
No, I think it's a little touchy.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, that's
you're
a little,
upset about
yeah,
that.
That's a little getting a little crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Well, we're going to move on. We got much more show to get to. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. When we come back, Lake Superior State University's banned words. We're going to go through them with you. Don't you go anywhere. Back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Oh, our annual, I love this. Every year, Lake Superior State University puts out this list of words that I guess people vote on it, that they feel are overused and we need to eliminate, do away with. So we like to go through that list and then we do a little creative writing assignment, whether it be a story, a song, a poem, using every damn word so they get stuck in your head and you can hate us just a little more.
Yes.
Because that's what we do here at Davin's Den.
Yes, we promote hate.
Are we a hate organization now?
That's what it sounded like you were telling
we are them. The Westboro Baptist Church of Radio. We should put that on a business card.
Sure, we'll get us far.
New shirts.
I just got you the old shirts.
I know, they're grand.
All right, so let's go. I just did it. Let's go through the list of words. Word number one, so. So the word that received the most, this is coming from them, that received the most nominations had already been banished back in 1999. In the past, it had been banished for people using it in this way. I am so down with this list. Kind of like valley.
Yeah.
Kind of like emphasis.
I'm so tired.
Now they are using it in different ways. For like when people start their answers to questions. For example, how did you learn to play the piano? So my dad was in classical music club. I think I might be guilty of that one. I think I use extraneous so's.
I think I might as well.
I don't know if that irritates people, though. But I will type and go, why am I putting so here?
I have edited myself and backed those things out. Like, you know, starting a sentence with but whatever or so.
But is grammatically wrong.
It is. And or starting with well, comma, you know, I mean, it's sort of a placekeeper for however, most of the time. Or I was thinking in Spanish, entonces,
well,
means
like,
so.
So if I want to answer my instead of saying, what's the deal? I'll say, so what's the deal?
Right.
Oh, so why are you doing that again? Instead, it's an extra word. I don't need it, but I definitely use it a lot as a crutch.
Yeah, but people do speak that way. And I don't know if it's necessarily using it as a crutch or it's just sort of I don't know that it's an idiom, but it is a way that we...
Don't call me an idiom.
I think using so in like, so what's the deal, is showing immediacy. So what's the deal?
Yeah.
Instead of what's the deal, what's the... You want a more quicker answer. So
sort of like
using
now.
So, yeah, exactly. So using so is giving a meaning but of immediacy.
I think the way they mean it is... like to add extra importance to it.
Right.
But not necessarily immediacy.
But it, right. And that's the difference, right.
I don't think so needs to be banned. I'm pro so.
I am pro so.
Joe, are you pro so?
I'm pro so if it's used in the median sense of the word.
Well, I'm sure there'll be another banning of so in 15 more years.
So, a word, a really good word.
You know what? I've reconsidered. And I think now, Joe, we should ban so after hearing that latest tune.
Yeah. Are you bringing me to the top of the roof again?
I might. Conversation, something we don't have. Online publications invite us to, quote, join the conversation, which is usually more of a screaming fest. They're talking about social media. What they're really asking people to do is to join in, to participate. It's a call to action. Instead of having the audience be passive, participate.
Right.
I don't mind joining the conversation.
I don't either. You know what I really hate? conversate. Oh, what a horrible non-word. You know, well, I went up to that person and I tried to conversate with them.
No, they're not using it properly.
No, they're not.
I didn't even know conversate was a word.
It's not a real word, but it's a word that I've heard used. It's usually like street slang, but I hate that word. Conversate. No, it's converse, or we had a conversation.
Yes.
We don't conversate. Oh, stop it.
What do you think about Joe? What do you think about join the conversation? Or join our conversation, as it were.
Join the conversation. It just sounds like a setup for an argument.
So that's kind of what they're saying.
You know, join the conversation.
But it's kinda, I don't mind it because it's a call to action. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Problematic. A corporate academic weasel word, according to the Urban Dictionary. All right, tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, really.
Somewhere along the line, this word became a trendy replacement for "that is a problem." So something has become problematic. Pip's absence last week was problematic because it's not the first time she's been absent.
Yeah, but yeah, I like the word.
I like problematic.
It's so like, let's say if like the band's playing and it's like, you know Johnny Race, my guitar player, come on, what's going on? This one chord has been problematic the last couple of rehearsals, the last gig.
It is a fancy way of saying it's causing me a problem.
Yeah,
it flows a lot better than causing a problem.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it. We seem to like these words. I don't feel any of them overused.
Yeah, not so far.
All right, we'll go on. Stakeholder, and not the type when Joe goes to the Outback.
Darn, yum.
A word that has expanded from describing someone who may actually have a stake in a situation or a problem, now being overused in business to describe customers and others, often used with disengagement. If someone is disengaged, they're not really a stakeholder in the first place. I think this is another case of just being pretentious.
Yes, this is annoying.
It's annoying. So you would want this band?
Yeah, I don't like this one.
I like the word. It's like, let's say if there was a price increase, one of the vendors we use has a price increase, and it's like it's going to be a problem. We're going to be low in sales, and we're going to be a stakeholder in a bad quarter this year.
Okay, but I don't. Like
I don't.
It.
I don't mind it.
Oh, I don't like it. It does seem like a little. I don't know, a little highfalutin, and just say, you know, we're going to be the cause. Like, we're
a lot of these are highfalutin.
Yeah.
Price point. They say this is another example of using two words when one will do. Let's see. This alliterative mutation seems to be replacing the word price or cost. It may be standard business speak, but must it contaminate everyday speech? Again, it doesn't really annoy me, but they are right. It is making things longer than they need to be.
It annoys me, but it doesn't. I'll tell you, if I'm in a meeting and I'm with a regional manager or something like that, we're talking about strategy and stuff like that. Price point kind of fits there, but if I'm like talking about buying groceries. And I'm like, I don't like the price point that, Stop and Shop has the yogurt at. I mean, calm down. Relax. You got to relax. You know what I'm saying? It's it's a good word, but there's a time and a place
time
to use the
place.
Word.
A
yeah,
time
yeah.
and a place. Let's see. Secret sauce. used in a sentence explaining the secret excruciating public detail. Like humor is our secret. Inappropriate humor is the secret sauce for Davin's Den.
Well, that's true.
That's an example.
Why would that be a problem?
But people might not like the show or the phrase secret sauce. I don't really like secret sauce. Just like I didn't like awesome sauce from past.
I don't like awesome sauce, but secret sauce.
You're a chick. You never do.
Not true. But secret sauce kind of makes me giggle because it sounds naughty.
What?
It just does.
I think secret sauce, just the actual word, a secret sauce as an ingredient like in a Big Mac, is so farcical that to use it as an ingredient in something you're bringing out is funny, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a farcical word to begin with.
So you guys like it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just don't like the word sauce. Unless it's on pasta.
Really? You don't like the word sauce?
I think that's what it is. I think the word irritates me because of sauce. A secret sauce needs to be banned. I agree, Lake Superior.
Oh,
State.
That's bizarre. Okay.
Well, a lot of things are. Break the internet! That's what we plan to do. So what break the internet means is somebody does something and gets everybody talking that internet, which Al Gore invented, is going to go kablooey. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's overused and nobody's really broken the internet except for cablevision.
Yeah.
But I guess we could do without break the internet.
We could live without that. I don't like the phrase.
It's kind of one of those words that it was fun to use a little bit at first, but now it's become so overused. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of bling. Like, who the hell says this anymore?
Rappers.
Do they still use that?
Yes, me and my boys are down with that.
Oh, I would not know.
Bling is the secret sauce to our coolness.
I am just a little too white bread to know about hip-hop culture.
I think Break the Internet is completely a fad song, so I think it's running its natural course.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's on the way out naturally, like you said.
Yeah. Walk it back. So this is it's a slower backpedal, perhaps. It seems as if every politician who makes a statement has to walk it back. Basically, it's a retraction. And I get the image of somebody looking at something and then slowly walking away. Because, like, ooh, that stunk. I better not turn my back because he might throw a dagger at me. Kind of like the way we do this show when a joke doesn't land.
Yeah, but you know what? To me, it's a dual-purpose word where in a meeting at the Oval Table, sounds kind of cool when you're with everybody. But in regular jargon, ugh.
I have never heard this term before this.
I hear it on all the political shows. I hear it just in politics.
Okay.
I don't like after I insult Joe and I feel terrible about it, I never say I should walk it back.
No, you wouldn't.
All right, you're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be back with some more. We're back. You are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. We're going through the Lake Superior State University. They really got to condense that. Like, a list of words that are going to be banned for this year. For the most part, kids, we like the words.
So far.
So far, so good, yes.
But I think there's an overreaching theme that a lot of these words seem to be a little pretentious.
Yeah.
So we shall continue, and then in the next segment, we will do our little creative writing assignments to really pound it home.
Before they're gone.
Well, they won't be gone. You people won't listen.
No.
I know you folks. Presser. This shortened form of press release and press conference is not so impressive, say they. Not only is there no intelligent connection between the word presser and its supposed meaning, this word already has a definition, a person or device that removes wrinkles. You know what? I think it's just an abbreviation. You know, press conference, press release, those are kind of bulky phrases. I mean, in the past, we've seen them, they want to ban words that elongate a phrase, you know, a sentence, because they're adding two words where one will do.
Right.
Here we have an abbreviation.
I disagree. I think when you have a press release or a press conference and it's a important, you're trying to give out important information or an important statement. So it's press release, press conference. Presser kind of takes the seriousness.
Yeah, but it makes it warm and fuzzy. You're having a presser?
Of an incident that really isn't supposed to be warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, but who wants to be depressed?
in our immediate, lovely, fuzzy, cotton, you know, candy world.
That
yes,
would make
I know.
It a depressor. I hate this word. I hate it.
I do now after that.
It is it's so pretentious.
I don't think it's pretentious.
No,
it's the opposite argument. I just said it makes it cute.
No, I'm picturing some PR person someplace in Hollywood going, oh, let's have a little presser.
Yeah, but if you're saying press conference.
P-U. Yeah,
if
P-U.
If you're saying press conference all the time, you want to abbreviate. If that's your job to hold press conferences or announce press releases, you got to abbreviate. Time is money.
Yeah, conf. Something. I don't
That's
know.
That's dirty. It's I don't like the way that sounds at all.
I don't know. I don't like presser.
This word just recently came into the daily lexicon of commonplace the past few years, especially in the New York City area where we live. Manspreading.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. We had one person going, yuck, and Pip was very excited. It's well, not a buffet. Settle down.
You said manspreading, and I got all verklempt.
All right. Let's explain what this is.
Now we have to explain verklempt.
They're not banning Yiddish words. That's that's not their jurisdiction.
No, they've been around for too long.
So manspreading is when a guy is sitting on, say, a subway car, a train, whatever, and he spreads his legs in a V, to give certain other body parts that women don't have more room to breathe, like a fine wine.
You know what? Get an air conditioner.
You can. It's a hot subway train.
Yeah,
they stick to legs. I understand the pain.
I don't want your stranger leg pressing up against me in a subway. Ew.
No.
Ew.
Yeah, that's why I'm spreading out. I'm clearing the space.
Yeah, I know. But if women sat like that,
we'd appreciate it. Preferably with a dress without underwear.
It's yeah, really not the same.
Man spreading all the way. Vape.
Yeah, no. Yuck.
This is for smoking e-cigarettes. They call it vaping.
Stupid.
That's quicker than e-cigarettes. Makes it sound non-toxic.
It makes it sound cool. I'm going to do some vaping. I like it.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, one syllable. You know, that's all you need.
You like vaping?
Yes.
Pip?
Eh.
All right. Giving me life. This phrase refers to anything that may excite a person or something that causes one to laugh. So this show is not giving anyone life.
we're used to that.
No, I don't like this phrase. This is stupid.
Yeah, I think it's.
It's just funny, or I enjoyed it. I don't know. I don't need giving me life unless you're performing CPR or birthing me.
Birthing like it's going to happen again.
You never know. You never know.
I want to feel reborn. Yeah. Don't slap me now. That happened the first time.
Yeah, get away from
that.
There.
That
get away
friendly.
From there. You can't crawl back in.
I pay extra
away.
For that. I pay extra for that. So we all don't like giving me life.
No, I've never even heard of it before and do not like.
Physicality. This is one for the sports fans. It says it's overused by every sportscaster and writer. I'm not sure who's responsible, but over the last 12 to 18 months, you cannot watch a sporting event, listen to a sports show without someone using this to describe an athletic contest. I guess there was a lot of physicality. I don't mind the word.
I like the word. I think the word's
it's a good
cool.
word. I don't think it's a real word.
No. I didn't think about it in terms of sports, like saying, you know, there's a lot of physicality, like in that way. I've never heard it used that way. But if you're talking about someone's physicality,
you're
yeah.
talking about being physical. That's really what it means.
Oh, that's
that's what they're saying, that you're being physical with them.
Yeah, it's an odd way to use it, but it doesn't bother me.
So did we like this year's list?
Yeah.
Yeah, this year's was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I liked it too. I think we all agreed as I'm just staring off into space.
No, the only thing that we really wanted banished was the length of the name of the Lake Superior State University.
Well, we all agree with that. That's
yes.
the thing.
Too long.
They're criticizing because of a place that's entirely too long.
Yes. But but I think my favorite out of all these is manspreading.
That's your wait a minute, the act or the word?
Both.
I've seen you manspread.
Yeah. You're seeing it now. All right. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. When we come back, creative writing. Don't go anywhere. Back, you are listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. After this, we're going to talk about five things that you need to know about that could be hacked, that could be dangerous to you. But first, kids, creative writing. We talked about the words. We felt most of them we liked. We don't know how the audience feels because you're not here. But we're going to shove these 13 words down your gullet.
Oh, my.
Yes. Pip, proceed with the shoving.
Yes. The first bit of creative writing. That time I shoved down your gullet, I titled Conversation with a Modern Vampire. So, darling, you want to have a conversation with me. As long as you are not a stakeholder, we certainly can have a little presser. Please sit down, darling. I trust that my manspreading is not problematic for you. My darling, your physicality could break the internet. I cannot walk it back any longer. I want to show you my price points. Ah, your body's secret sauce is giving me life. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, yes, yes. Ha, 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 ha. So, do you mind if I vape?
I don't think she used most of those properly, Jeff.
No, I probably did not.
But I feel like Count Chocula was like reading poetry.
Count Chocula.
Yeah, we'll follow that.
All right. So let me give a... So, we enter a new year, and I'd like people to join the conversation on where we're going as a country. It seems there are many problematic issues in this country, and we're all stakeholders in the situation. One issue is getting health care to a price point we all can afford. Many feel that exposing the secret sauce in thousands of pages of Obamacare may lead to its downfall and may create a better way to deliver health services. It seems that when some people speak out against Obamacare, they seem to take a statement that they have made and walk it back during a presser. But we as a nation need to be more serious on being health conscious. People stop smoking only then to vape, which is giving me life to the notion people want to get healthy by their own rules. This gives the rise to people going to the gym for an hour and feeling that they have the physicality of their favorite athlete by just running on a treadmill for 2 days a week when they're doing themselves a disservice if no regular exercise is followed. We are increasingly becoming a country out of shape that someone that obese could break the internet by a video of them manspreading or a trainer bus.
Well, that was very partisan of you. we're having fun and games, and Joe gives a missive. Thanks, pal. Little comedy? No, no. Joe has things to say. All right. I call this media. It's a poem.
Oh.
So I sit at home watching the talking heads. I grab some chips, and then I manspread. Blah, 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 says the talking ape. They are stressing me out, so I start to vape. They never walk it back, but instead double down. In media overload, I start to drown. I really don't care if Kim broke the internet. We don't need a presser. We need to forget.
Yes.
I am not a stakeholder in the size of her butt. My price point is zero for this media slut. They say she's a star of reality. Get off my screen, biatch, or feel my physicality. No, I don't want to have a conversation. I want the media to stop the mental masturbation. I find the coverage quite problematic. Look at them, love them, they're quite emphatic. Preening and posing are their secret sauce. By the way, are Lamar and Khloe getting that divorce? Damn, now I find Kardashian gossip is giving me life. Did you hear Bruce's Caitlyn and went under the knife? Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Kendall, Kylie, Kanye, please more and more every single day. Damn you, media, I no longer need oxygen. Those Armenians are my new lifeblood. Blood. I rhymed that wrong. Anyway. He knows what I meant.
You the balls.
It sounded right when I read it before.
It sounded good in my head.
Mm. Now I drool and I'm as dumb as a yak because those dang Kardashians are the new crack.
Good.
Thank you. See, that's what fun sounds like, Joe. We didn't need your presidential campaign platform.
I think I put my words in a very concise way.
You most certainly did.
And he used most of them correctly. Not like me.
You just like, well, this will go here.
I took a little license. Well, I heard secret sauce and I started thinking, and vape, and I started thinking vampire, and I was like, bleh.
What?
I don't know. It just...
That makes no sense.
I was half asleep, and I went, hey, that sounds like vampire
You half asleep, we couldn't tell.
I know. No.
I hope everybody liked that.
I think that we did three very different takes on using the words that we shall never use again. Ever!
I like to think we are an inspiration to people.
I think so.
And now they will try to use these words every day and go, screw you, Lake Superior University, and your... I don't have a phrase to wrap that up.
And your physicality. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed to rhyme.
Well. This next segment will not rhyme.
No.
But don't go anywhere. We're gonna make you guys smarter. You're listening to Davin Zen. Fill in for Coffee Talk. Don't go anywhere. Last segment of the show. Then we get out of here and you guys go on with your lives. You guys. You guys don't go anywhere.
We get back to work.
Yeah, we get back to work. But you guys listen. You can stop whatever you're doing and proceed. But, yeah, I don't know what that means. But right now we're going to edumacate you.
Uh-oh, that's scary.
Yeah, because we found these five everyday things that could be hacked. And we're not talking about your computers or your phones or toys that we discussed last week. Mm-hmm. These are quite dangerous. A Jeep. Did you know you could hack into a Jeep and take control over it?
They did. Yeah, it actually happened. They were doing a study and seeing if it could be done. They go into the controls, and they were able to control this Jeep.
That
take over the steering.
Freaked me out.
Yeah,
that's great though. If you know somebody's going to be drinking a little bit, you just hack into. You know what? I'll get you home.
Yeah.
You know.
yeah.
But you know, something like that is not going to be used for good most of the time.
No, that's going to be like in one of those super secret agent shows where they hack into the computer of their car and they drive them off the cliff.
You're some 12-year-old with a computer knowledge will figure it out.
I can't drive, but I can drive your car.
Yeah, I can't drive my car, but I'm going to drive yours.
This one is scary. A rifle.
Oh, my God. I know.
Damn you, Obama.
Yeah, no, that's really freaky.
So Texas-based company Tracking Point makes auto-aiming rifles that increase the shooter's accuracy and have Wi-Fi connectivity. Because, you know, sometimes when I have a gun in my hand, I like to enjoy the adult sights.
Is that what you're doing?
It's my phallus.
Is that a euphemism? You have a rifle in your hand?
It most certainly is. And I do. Within the 100 to 150 feet range of the Wi-Fi, using a mobile phone, a hacker can compromise the weapon and change the target of the shooter. That's really freaking scary.
Yeah. That's so awful. Can you imagine what somebody who is like... oh, I can't think of the word, but somebody who's hired to kill someone.
Sniper.
Thank you.
Or an assassin.
Yeah, if that happened.
They demonstrated it, and they show they could shift the aim 2.5 feet. That's quite a bit.
That's really? A lot. Yeah. That could be the next person over from who you were trying to shoot.
That's yeah.
2.5 feet over, yes.
Wait, you're trying to shoot people? What? Thanks. Thanks for that, Joe.
So the company's aware of this, and they're going to offer a software update if one is warranted. You think? I really don't understand why you need a rifle with Wi-Fi. I don't think your weapon should be a hotspot.
Yeah, I don't need a USB in my gun stock. Yeah.
Can't I just kill like the good old-fashioned way? You know, I want to take over a bird sanctuary, and I don't need the internet for it. That's what I'm looking for.
You know, I was always one of those Luddites who I didn't want more computerization of my car, because the simpler it is, the easier you can fix it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like crazy things like automatic windows. Let me just roll the darn thing down. Now people can hack into it.
You're going to roll down your windows.
I just want the rifle to like talk to me when I'm aiming badly. Go, recalculate. Like, it's a GPS.
Like in the movies, you know?
Yes, yes.
Like in the movies.
Well, sometimes like when they're aiming. You ever see like in the Terminator movies, they have that little scope. Yeah, that makes all the sounds.
Almost like makes it like a video game.
I know, but it would be cool like that.
Okay, well, you can write in requests. I didn't even know this next thing existed, and I don't think I'm happy that it exists, but I guess people should know about it. An electronic skateboard can make your ride smoother until the board no longer listens to your controls and throws you off. That would be a whoopsie.
Or it just drives you into traffic.
Oops. So two researchers developed a hack that they called the faceplant. It gives them total control over your digital skateboard. Now, I almost feel like if you have a digital skateboard, I support you doing a faceplant. I almost feel like you're such a big enough douche that I should be able to laugh at this.
I love the test summit where they get like some like skater dudes. Hey, fellas, yeah, man, you want to try this new skateboard? Wow, that'd be great. Yeah, go for a ride. I get the phone.
These boards go for like $700 to $1,000.
See, this is fodder for that show Ridiculousness. They just need to have a whole show of people face-planting
on
these ridiculous
things.
Yeah, but they do.
Yeah, but they do without the aids of computers.
Yeah, exactly. They do it on a much smaller budget. It's MTV2. Relax. They're working at the same budget we are.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Death records. It's pretty simple to kill someone off. Do tell. Give me that rifle. At least on paper. I like this guy's name. The chief executive's name is Chris Rock.
Isn't that funny?
Black people be killing each other with the death records. I don't remember that bit. So he's the officer and founder of the security company Custodian, showed in a presentation at DEF CON. Using information found online, anyone can complete estate electronic death records. Rock found that a funeral director, you can become a funeral director online, pretty much.
But who's going to go to the trouble to become a funeral director?
Yeah, well,
online?
If you have an enemy and you know that they're going up for, they need like to get a credit report, you kill them off online.
Yeah, really.
You could really mess with somebody. You could do this with birth certificates, too.
Hold on.
I could say Joe was born deformed. Nobody would argue it until they saw him, and then maybe.
There's a link on this article that shows
how to
become a funeral director online. Hey, you're giving me ideas.
All right.
How do you embalm?
Drink this.
Oh, it's not found.
Put formaldehyde in the USB port.
Tesla. We're not talking about the band here. We're talking about the modern car is like a smartphone on wheels, except it's susceptible to hack attacks. Part of the problem is the car makers haven't always been considered technology companies and are now being forced to figure out how to lock down infotainment and other systems to protect drivers. So basically what they're saying, it's kind of like the Jeep. People can take control of this. They can take control of your steering and brakes on the Tesla Model S by cracking the infotainment system. So I guess if they have like things for the radio and like to download stuff, I guess, and a lot of these cars now have internet.
They have Bluetooth in the car, right?
I think this is the next level.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So like you could think, I guess they can put something in there that can lock your brakes.
But it says it can control your brakes. Can you imagine the damage you can do being able to mess with somebody's brakes unbeknownst to them? I mean,
or you know what? You mess with the brake, you cut the brakes.
Yeah.
You don't have to get underneath the car. Now you can just do it the new fashioned way.
Oh, and
it makes it so much easier to kill your enemies. God bless technology.
You're not buying one of these cars until you're completely divorced, are you, Joe?
Yeah, I could just see my soon-to-be ex coming in. Oh, you're on the computer? Yeah. What's your VIN number?
Well, at least she's considerate. She doesn't want to kill the wrong person.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't want to just hack into all of them and just keep and mess with the brakes of all of them until they get the right person.
Yeah, right.
But I think it's fascinating that these things, these tools that we think are safe for everyday use.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are other ones that they didn't even list in this article. There are things that, the more things become computerized.
Yeah, it's going to be a continuing trend. All right, guys, it is time to wrap this puppy up. January 15th and 16th, I'm going to be at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton, New Jersey, the world-famous Catch a Rising Star. For tickets, call 609-987-8018, 609-987-8018. As always, you can check out old shows and this show uncensored. The full 3+ hours of the show, you go to davinsden.com, davinsden.com, the Davin's Den Facebook page. Always find out what's going on there. We post a lot of stuff on there. Pip, Twitter handle.
Oh, Pip Helix at Twitter.
Joe.
Plankfoot at Twitter.
You guys can follow me at Davin Comedy and follow the show at davinsden.com. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you next time. We are Davin's Den, filling in for Coffee Talk. Peace.